been a long time since we had this gathering in this house, so it feels so good. It's very Christmassy, you know. Okay. I'm very glad to see everyone here, despite of the busyness of the schedules. This month is so busy, right? A lot of things to do at school and on our different kinds of workplaces. But praise God, we're here.
We're here.
Yeah. One more week, and we'll have a little break.
Yeah.
For the teachers, one more week. I don't know with others. Yeah, but yeah, praise God. I just want to praise God for how He has been so good to me for this year, despite of the many roller coaster rides from January. But I'm here. Praise God. Last month of 2019. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, a lot of learnings, a lot of thanksgiving to say to the Lord. We can never count the blessings of God. At the very first breath in the morning, we are really grateful that God is giving us another day. And until now, especially for us who are having good health, praise God! With all this changing seasons and really erratic weather, cold, warm, hot. Thank God we are still here and we're able to have fellowship with one another. Okay, this is testimony time, sharing time, and thanksgiving time, prayer request time also. So I'll go first. Tomorrow is Monday. I'm so excited because my son is coming over. So his flight will be tomorrow. So please include him in your prayer. He's scheduled to travel by 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Or 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow. So I'm going to expect him to be in Japan around 5 or 7 in the evening. So please pray for him. For his safe travel. And also for other Filipinos who are going back home, Sarge and his family, Omar and his family. I think Eric is also living on the 70s. And
Christian
is living on the 60s. Tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow. So Mark is going to live on the 27th. And by the way, Mark is going to get married. In your prayers, and also for his fiance Josie. All right, it's going to be a very busy week for Mark and Josie because he's only having a two weeks break from work. Yeah, 2 weeks break from work. Wedding preparations, wedding, honeymoon, and flight back. So it's going to be a very busy time for him and for Josie. So please include him in your prayers. By the way, Mark met his fiance in the church, and Mark also proposed in the church. So it's going to be, it's actually a family, our event also. Although they will be getting married in the Philippines, but of course they are also part of the family. So we are very happy that they are united in Christ. So they're going to seal their love. seal their love. All right. I also want to thank the Lord for how He has sustained the Bible studies of the Filipino group and also the women's Bible study. Today we had a Bible study with the women, and last week we had a Bible study and a Christmas party with the Filipino group. So it's really a blessing to have a family where you can study the Bible in your own language. Yeah, it's a very good thing that you can really speak out in your own language, that you can really express. With a women's Bible study group, our language is English. our language is English, so everybody is welcome. But if we're only all Filipinos, of course we speak our own language. But we thank Esther to be with us this morning. So, yeah, I'm sure she had something also this morning. Thank you so much. So, by the way, it's not my time to speak. It's your time. I'm just giving you that hint of what to do. Okay, so the floor is yours.
Good afternoon. Just a prayer. I asked for prayer for my back. Recently, in my lower back, there's some spasms, and it's affecting or pinching a nerve that goes all the way down to my feet. And so occasionally there's a shock that goes from the bottom of my back down to my toes. It's like an electrical shock, it feels like. And it just happens when I get annoyed or angry
God's training you.
That's right. So it's the discipline of the Lord. But pray for my back and my nerves, literally my nerves, and that I will calm down and not be so so angry all the time. So pray for it.
After 30 minutes. Thank you for praying for our gospel conference yesterday. It was very successful. The audience was very huge, but sharp people like this. Yay! And a few foreigners, couple, and coming and listening our songs. So that's why. God bless all of us. Thank you. And also, I want to pray a little bit one more because today we're going to sing 4:30 to 6 p.m. Under the Hiroshima Station. And there is, I think, a little big concert because another church, which name is Shinhai Kyokai, invited to this. Mr. Sidoni, Ray Sidoni, gospel singers, and from Hiroshima, Mitaki Green Chapel, gospel choir, and praise for you, and from Shinhai Church, come together sing a song. And this time, I came from Osaka, gospel team. Yeah. Yes, so I think this concert became a very gorgeous concert. And you know, there is an open square under the Hiroshima Station. So many people walking through that place. That's why I hope non-believers stop the work, walk, and listening our song, and God heal their heart.
Fun to be in this space.
Yeah, it is.
No one can hide. We're all like together in the same rows. I wanted to ask for prayer for this upcoming Saturday, the 21st. I'm going to be able to play live again at the cafe in Oasa, the Kanai Cafe. It's part live, part like CD release, part community open mic. So I talked to my friends and we planned this event from months ago, really. The ones who run the cafe, I was like, I think it'd be really fun if we get other people to play music, because I really feel like music is going to be part of the beauty and connection for Oasa. In fact, like part of my live will be with one of my Japanese friends, Masa. We've been playing, rehearsing some songs together, including Joy to the World, which will have everybody sing in Japanese. and another song that is really based on a prayer between me and Jesus. And my friend Masa is not a Christian yet, and we're talking about what it means and why I wrote it. And then the owners of the cafe, Daichi and Eriko, are also playing a couple songs with me, and so we've had all these deep conversations about what the one song, Grace, means, why I wrote it, the story. So it's been really exciting already to feel like God is making bridges with music. I just would love your prayers for that time. So I was so aware of, like, there's just no other Christians in Owasa right now except for Art and Shuhei. There's, like, not Christian presence. And so I just want that in that space. I want the Lord's heart to fill the cafe. And I want to be so much less so that God will be so much more. It was so great to sing, like, just like wanting God to do it, God to have it. It's all God's. So I'd love your prayers for that, just for clean heart and opening in the space for hearts. Really, really, yeah. Really matters to me. I'm really excited. And I'm also like, whoo! A little nervous. And one other thing from my conversation with our friend Masa, he was talking about, like, oh, in Owasa, in our town, there are kind of these different clans. And he's kind of part of this one clan of people, and they don't really get along with this group over here, and they don't really get along. And I'm like, oh, really? Because Art and I, we're friends with people in every group. Because we'll never be, like, only one clan, because we're just never going to be totally...
We don't know enough about what's actually going on.
Yeah, we don't know enough about what's going on, and also, it's not going to trap us in the same way, because we're not Japanese, we don't care about some of the same things. And so Masa's like, oh, but, like, those people over there, like, I feel like I've just really never talked to them, and you're friends with them. Next time they're at your house, can I come too? And so actually there's going to be, like, groups of from three different clans, like, at our house for Christmas Eve. So love some prayer for that as well. But just that heart of, like, people wanting to know and, like, not able to know how to bridge. And then we just, because we're, like, kind of parts of lots of clans and kind of not parts of any clans, we can be bridges. I just think that's really exciting. So, yeah, just God's going to do something. And then this verse I wanted to share from Romans chapter 13, verse 12. I've read through the Bible before, so I've read this verse before, but it was like, I read it the other day, and it's like I'd never read it before, and it's so beautiful. Romans chapter 13, verse 12. The night is far gone. The day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. And that has become, like, our Christmas season verse, our Christmas card verse, and just, like, what a powerful picture of what God is at work doing and what how we respond. So, yeah, just pray that for all of us, that we would put on the armor of light. The night is far gone. So let's live in that. God has victory. So, yeah, thank you.
Amen.
Naturally, within 2 or 3 days, you can go home. Like, there's no limit to staying in the hospital for a long period. So this was the second born. The first born is 3 years old. She was born, and I think she left within 1 or just 2 days from the hospital. But my niece, she developed some condition, jaundice. Like, her skin is yellowing, and so the doctor recommended her to have a phototherapy, which usually happens in newborn babies, like, because their liver is still not good enough. So it's normal to have it and then like recover within a week or so. But I asked my sister-in-law and she told me since the baby's condition hasn't been improving, and this morning she just sent me a message that her body just stiffened. She's still in the hospital actually. Her body just stiffened and the doctor like couldn't tell what is causing the baby to just stiffen all of a sudden. And of course one of the challenges we have in my country is healthcare is very poor condition, you know. A doctor can easily misdiagnose a condition, especially in rural areas. So she just requested for prayers. My niece, her name is Favor, so please pray for Favor. She's just a week old, still in hospital. She called a different doctor who recommended a blood test. So on my way, the last message she said they are going to take another blood test and just pray that the doctors can find what is really troubling her and that it can be solved. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Art. So going along with our like acceptance and love and vulnerability stuff, I've been watching some videos online by a channel on YouTube called SBSK, which stands for Special Books by Special Kids. The guy was a special ed teacher, and really what he does now is he goes around and he interviews people with disabilities, and some of them are pretty severe. And so you're dealing with people that are not easily accepted by society, and just the way that he has with these people is so nice and so positive, and really like he's really trying to make them really feel loved and accepted all the time. And I'm realizing that like it's not just people with disabilities that need that kind of stuff, and you know, and just like he's just been like a really good role model. He's actually from Philly. His name is Chris Ulmer. And so I've really been trying to do that like with my kids, is really just doing a lot of positive affirmation and like framing things within the reference of like, you're doing really great, and like you could do a little better if, because I think it's really helped my relationship with Megumi. And so it's also given me a real heart to want to reach out and befriend people in this society who have those kind of like conditions where people would be like, oh my gosh, I don't want to take you out with me. I don't want to let anyone see you. And it's really cool because these people, some of them have, I mean, really grotesque facial deformation. I mean, they're hard to look at. And they're happy. and they just have this light about them. And so it's like, all these external circumstances aren't affecting who they are. And I see a lot of that in her. She's just so happy. She's so happy all the time, you know? And to have a kid like that, who doesn't, like, you know, isn't in a wheelchair or spastic or, you know, has some, like, deformity, is such a blessing. Like, Yua's just, like, she's just, like, all those kids. She's so happy all the time. I'm like, I'm so jealous, you know? Because it doesn't take anything to get her into a good mood, you know? And I just trip over myself every day. You know, like, woke up this morning, Megumi pancakes and things are going on, and she starts to suck. And then it's, like, affecting me so much, you know? And I'm just, like, really having a hard time getting over myself. And so I just want prayer to, like, I could just pour out, like Jesus poured out, like he never thought about himself. And it's like, just think about like how I'm being treated all the time, and I just feel so trapped. I feel so trapped. Just like thinking about my own comfort and my own feelings all the time. It just like makes things hard. You know, it's just like my sin that just destroys my happiness. I don't want to do that anymore. I hate it. I just want to be free from that. And I don't know. I just need to get on my knees and fall down on my face and ask Jesus to take that away. But like, I just want, like, the freedom that those kids have, you know? I want the freedom that, like, I don't care what people think of me, you know? And I'm happy and I want to treat everyone nice, you know? And so, yeah, please pray that, like, it's been so good to be able to parent better and to, like, see my children responding really well to, like, that new method of just being really positive and stuff. And then you was just, like... Oh, it's just so amazing. And I don't know. Like, I've never seen a person that doesn't have some kind of condition smile as much as she does. And so she might have something, and that's fine. But, like, you know, it doesn't... Like, she's not in a wheelchair. She's not... Her face isn't deformed. It's just so great that I have someone like that in my family. And it's so hard, I think, for the other three of us sometimes to be that way, you know? And it's helpful to have someone in the family who's just happy all the time. And so, please pray for me to be a better father and a better husband and to just get out of my own way. I'm just so sick of being in my own way. And then we're still financially, like, in the pits. We're, you know, we just had another adoption payment come through, or not the adoption bill, so we have another $4,000 to pay for a U.S. thing, and so it's the end of the year, people give, so please pray. We've done our rounds in America, but yeah, I just want to, you know, I was just watching those kids who have these special needs who you feel like you really need to extend yourself to and you really need to show kindness to and you really need to show them how accepted they are, and just realize, like, everyone needs that. You know, it's not just people that, like, you pity. Everyone is, like, struggling, battling. You know, everyone has insecurities, you know? And so I want to keep that in mind, you know? That, like, everyone's in a battle and life is suffering. I mean, it is. You know, this life is great, but, like, this life is suffering. Like, the life is hard. God made it hard, you know, because we're fallen. You know, so it's like, just want the strength to go on and, like, really help other people and, like, stop worrying about myself all the time. Thank you.
I talked on Skype with Miriam, who you all met from Venezuela, and she said to greet her friends, and she is hoping to be more successful in Greece with residency than she was in Japan.
I just want to thank the Lord for the visit of my son, my older son, Ryokin. He came and stayed 2 weeks with us, and I had a good time talking to him. He can relate to art, and I think he's doing it at the right time. And he's still little. I wish I would have done it. I went through parenting without help. But we had a good time talking, and he said, "Don't worry, I don't remember anything wrong. I just remember you and have a good time." And he said, "I wanted you to have a good time now." And he was looking for what I was doing and how I'm getting along by being by myself. So I really enjoy Ryokin, my older son, and the way he... I finally saw him as an adult. It was hard when he left once. He left when he was 19. And since then, I always remember him as a child. But this time, he was more... I could talk to him, and he can tell me what he was feeling, what he was doing. And he say, "Don't worry about me. I'll do whatever I can." And so I thank the Lord for that. And Thomas coming back next week. That's my youngest son. And just give me a good heart to talk to him and good words. Thank you. Thank you.
it's actually very difficult to change the way you look at your child. Yeah, I don't know. It's more difficult for mothers. Yeah, like looking at your son. For me, in my part, looking at my son, even he's already taller than me and now older, I still see that child, that baby in my arms. So it's very difficult to really change that outlook. But the moment, I don't want to cry. The moment he told me, please don't worry about me. I'm already old enough to handle things for myself. So it's kind of comforting at the same time, worrying at the same time, whether to really let go or to really just hold on. But yeah, it's a very difficult thing as a parent to really let go of something that you really cherish so much, and looking him or her as an adult. So it's very difficult, but by the grace of God, I am going there. Congratulations, you're already there. Do you have any other else to request for prayer or what? So if I can, oh yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Pastor Kevin is having the special Christmas service for the couples he has married.
Oh yeah.
And so it's happening now. I think this afternoon. So.
At this time.
Maybe later. But yeah.
All right.
Five. Yeah, five. So just pray for the gospel, you know, to be received by people.
Okay.
Hiroshima
502,
key
1594,
someone.
What type of
car?
What
car?
What
kind
of car?
I speak little bit.
What color?
I can main lay door.
Definitely not my car.
And a Mazda?
I think so.
I don't think so.
Anyone got a very big red Mazda?
Oh, that's the lady from the death service.
Yeah, in the concert.
Over there?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I should be saying that's my
car.
In
your dreams.
In my dream. Okay. All right. If I may let you look at your bulletin. Okay. So we have some list of prayers that I see right here. So today, Jim made this one, right? Yeah. Thank you very much for the songs. All right. We give thanks to God for for healing and hope to tell others around about Christmas. So for the worship team, blessed to be blessed for Pastor Kevin's Christmas service, newly married couple, that's this afternoon. For God's work in the Owasa region through Art, Darcy, Megumi Chan, Yua Chan, and Aya Ono. For us to be willing for God to work in and through us, not fleeing discomfort and inconvenience. For health concerns, Miguel's leg, Jim's health, and Micah. For Darrell, Kayo, and Benjamin Record and their mission in Cambodia. For missionary, now Pastor Hirokatsu, Yoshihara's health, and Nijam. For plans for the church and outreach center in Hatsukaichi. Okay, please include these items in your personal prayers this afternoon. Let's move on as we pray together for these items that you have shared this afternoon. Yep. I don't know.
He's a member of this church, but he was sent out to be a missionary in the Philippines, in the northern part of the Philippines. He's a real theologian and a linguist. He speaks fluently in Ilocano and Tagalog, and he's been there for more than 10 years now. And we as a church, support. He has a wife and a daughter, and now she's already high school and college age now. Yeah.
And he's just come back to Japan, and he's working as a pastor. But he's got very lots of troubles with his legs or feet at the moment. He's in hospital now.
Now in Japan. He's
yeah,
not in Japan.
In Japan.
Oh,
in
okay.
Hospital.
All right. Okay. Let's bring this up in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this time that we're able.